first one is the 20% reduction in our greenhouse gas emissions since 2020. Our goal is to get to 30% reduction by 2030 in our direct emissions. So we're proud to announce that we're 20% reduction. We're almost there. Hi, I'm Prab Banga.
And I'm Adam Borghetti.
Welcome to the Road to Net Zero,
Aecon's sustainability podcast.
Happy Earth Month to our podcast listeners. Welcome to our April episode. Hope you enjoyed our last episode with guest podcast hosts Clément and Fabiola from our Montreal office about our newly formed partnership with Concordia University. April always reminds me of Earth Month because it is Earth Month. And as Earth Day comes around, many of us have renewed focus on sustainability. But this is no longer a once-a-year topic. Sustainability for me personally and us at Aecon is year-round.
Absolutely. Hey, everyone. Good to be back on the mic. Why don't we chat about our Earth Day pledges from last year and how everything went? Prab, you go first.
Mine last year was to eat more vegan meals, which I can say I've been successful in doing, and I've continued to do so. I guess it was an easier transition for me given that I'm already vegetarian. But my pledge this year is really to focus on making our home net zero. We're already getting solar panels from our Aecon's Green Energy Solutions team. I've gotten my EV charging station from them as well. But we're also looking at using CarbiCrete's carbon negative blocks from episode 6 for some landscaping. It's amazing what sustainable options are out there for home renos. What about you, Adam?
Anybody who has not checked out our Green Energy Solutions team and capabilities, have a look at it. They've been over to our house. We're trying to get a few solutions in place as well to see what we can do. A little trickier around our neighborhood to get solar panels in, but still looking at that for sure for our house. And last year, I remember I did pledge to look into an electric or hybrid vehicle, and we've not procured one yet, just given some of the supply chain issues, but we still have that kind of in our sights. So hopefully this year that'll come into the mix. I think pledging this year looking forward, it's really on reducing waste. We had an excellent speaker just in our office a little while ago when we had our sustainability week, and just reminded everybody of all the waste that occurs from food overuse and overpurchasing and plastic bottles and all that stuff. So we've got some great initiatives at our offices. In fact, our Montreal team has officially banned plastic bottles there. So I think we're trying to roll that out elsewhere. And I know everybody's looking at me if I walk around with a plastic water bottle. So I've now got my handy flask with me at all times and really notice the amount of waste we can divert.
I was one of those people prompting Adam to continue to use his reusable bottle. And I'm proud to say that he has been using it. In addition to incorporating sustainability into our personal lives, Aecon is also focused on integrating sustainability across our operations in the projects that we undertake all year round.
That's right, Prab. Our company purpose is to build what matters for future generations to thrive. And that means the projects we're undertaking today will support a sustainable future. And that's from renewable energy to battery storage. And our efforts are focused on advancing the energy transition for the main part. The theme of our 2023 report is in fact that, advancing the energy transition.
In today's episode, we'll be talking about this newly released sustainability report. But before we do that, Adam, I have a trivia question for you. What's it called in sports when a team scores 4 times in a row?
Ooh, that one I don't know, actually. I know 3 is a hat trick, something I was never able to achieve in my hockey career. But what's 4?
4 is a haul. And recently, we had a haul. So not a hat trick, but a haul at the IR Magazine Awards. Best in a couple small cap categories, including overall investor relations, best investor relations officer, that's Adam, best social media, and lastly, best ESG report for small cap. And yes, that's twice in a row for our ESG report. Goal is to make it a hat trick next year and hopefully a haul the year after. So now to talk about our 2023 report, Adam and I invited Aecon experts from across the organization to focus on some key themes and accomplishments from 2023.
The first part of our 2023 report talks about the energy transition projects we're undertaking, with 2 notable ones that we'd like to highlight. Greg Teedy, our VP Nuclear Strategy and Business Services, is joining us today. Greg, can you tell us about how Aecon's leading the way in nuclear technology and what some of the key announcements were for 23?
Great. Yeah, thanks, Adam. Yeah, Aecon Nuclear is really proud of the team and our current and ongoing execution of the refurbishment program at both OPG and Bruce Power. We've got great teams that are executing those programs on schedule, on budget, and obviously with the quality and the safety at the top of our minds. And that's really provided us a lot of recognition within the community about how great our team is to take on these complex, large nuclear projects. In 2023, on the back of that ongoing success, our team has been mobilized as part of the Darlington New Nuclear Project and the building of the BWRX 300 small modular reactor, which is the first of a kind to ever be built around the world. And so our team, with our partners, Atkins Realis, OPG, and GE, have set up and really started to progress the planning and the complex engineering and construction activities and preparing the site for the reactor. So quite a big accomplishment to get that project up and going, as well as the ongoing life extension work that our teams are doing.
Amazing. I mean, it's such a proud part to be pitching the story as well. As you know, lots of our role in investor relations is talking about the Aecon story, and nuclear over the years has always been a positive for us, but in the last couple, just the renaissance globally, the initiatives and the leadership that Ontario has shown and we've been invested in for decades is just making my job a little easier on that side. And I know that speaking with you and your colleagues, attending conferences in Canada, in the U.S. and internationally, getting approached as Aecon as a leader in nuclear is something I think we are Aecon proud of.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's been so exciting over the last year and a half, 2 years. Is you're right. These different jurisdictions, countries, owners, organizations that have selected the same technology as OPG are coming in, very strong, trying to understand what role we could play in these other jurisdictions. And so we've got, a very real and close pursuit in the U.S. There's lots of engagement with Poland and Estonia. We know that, Sweden, Baltic countries are very interested in understanding what role we could play. So it's very exciting, and we know that we've got a lot of work ahead of us. But the inbound opportunities for Aecon to support these international opportunities is very exciting for us over the medium to long term for our organization.
Yeah, for sure. And as we've talked about it before, there is no real path to decarbonization without nuclear in the mix. And so it's good that it's getting this global recognition, and Canada's really been a leader for the last while as well, making sure that we're staying on track.
Yeah, absolutely. The energy security is a big focus, obviously, for the Eastern European countries. So not only the energy independence and security, but also the need for electricity, which is not unique to Canada or some of these countries, but the increasing demand and trying to get off the current generation of coal or other sources which are not in line with the net zero commitments. So really a strong push and opportunity that these countries are going to move very quickly and aggressively on new nuclear development, which is a part of the solution.
Cool. Thanks for joining us, Greg. And I just want to mention that this isn't Greg's first rodeo at this. He did do episode 9 with us. So if you're interested in learning more about small modular reactors and our nuclear strategy, you can listen to the episode called The Energy Transition, Small Modular Reactors and More with Greg. Thanks for joining us today, Greg.
Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Sticking to projects related to the energy transition, we have Ishna Kaul, our Director of Green Home Energy Solutions. Ishna, could you tell us about this newly formed group and what this group's vision is?
Our vision is to craft a future where communities and homes are energy efficient and operating towards a net zero future. We're committed to making technologies and services that enable this future more accessible to homeowners and businesses across Canada. Now, picture a home with solar power reducing your energy consumption from the grid, storage solutions during a power outage potentially, hybrid heating and cooling systems with geothermal where feasible, and electric vehicle charging infrastructure, whether it's for your home or for buildings. We've also essentially crafted this vision because we believe that whether it's an existing home today or the new communities that are in development, these technologies will essentially enable them to be better set up for future energy consumption needs, as well as balancing the grid in a better way. So how do we turn this vision into a reality, Prav? Maybe that would have been your next question.
Yeah.
We do this by partnering with leaders in the energy and telecommunications sectors, for instance, to offer these solutions to their customers, from design and engineering to installation and ongoing maintenance. We provide comprehensive turnkey services, ensuring an exceptional customer experience is delivered every step of the way with a trusted operational expertise of Aecon.
That's great, Ishna. Thank you for that overview. And what would you say were some of the highlights with this group in 2023 and some key accomplishments?
Yes, so from our perspective, the highlights are essentially the partnerships that we have in progress and in development with some of the largest utility partners across Canada. One to mention is in Ontario with Enbridge. We have partnered with them on delivering low carbon solutions under their program called Enbridge Sustain. That's pretty much accessible to all customers across Ontario, delivering clean heating and cooling solutions, solar, as well as other technologies that help customers move to that low carbon future.
That's great. Thank you for that, Ishna. And as an employee of Aecon, but also a customer of Green Home Energy Solutions, for me, 2023 was about getting my EV station installed and also my parents getting their heat pump from you guys. Great service, and it was excellent working with your team.
We are, again, focused on delivering exceptional customer experience, and we believe that's a differentiator that we will have in the market as we scale this program and services across Canada.
Great. Thank you so much, Ishna, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Turning our attention to the second part of the report, how we're integrating sustainability into our operations, we've invited Peter Karchmarczyk, Senior Director of Procurement, to talk about how procurement is working to reduce emissions through the goods and services that we procure.
I'm really excited to be on the podcast as a guest. Thank you so much. My first, a little bit starstruck, I think.
Long-time listener, first-time guest.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you. I think the focus is more on fuel. There's lots of other initiatives that we're doing, but I wanted to highlight our what we're doing in the fuel space. So as more of our clients are looking for lower carbon fuel solutions like hydrogen and renewable natural gas, this, of course, aligns with our goals, so we're excited that they're looking towards us to help deploy some of these solutions. And as supply continues to increase the spring of this year, really excited to build on the near 1.5 million liters of low-carbon fuel that we used last year. So this presents a great opportunity for us to continue to grow on that.
Thanks, Peter. Yeah, fuel definitely is an important area for us. It accounts for a high source of emissions. So exciting that we're focusing on procuring more sustainable fuel options. What other initiatives do we have going on besides fuel?
Great question. I think, of course, fuel has the largest impact. But we are leveraging our relationships with our strategic partners to look at other solutions and other ways that we can make a difference. Light towers, solar-powered light towers are one thing. These towers can not only illuminate our project sites, but also provide power for our hand tools, be used as recharging stations for some of our cordless tools. So it's exciting to look at these types of solutions. We're also looking at, of course, and I think you've mentioned it in previous podcasts, piloting electric construction equipment and continuing to stay on top of that and making sure that we are having the opportunity to pilot and trial any new equipment that becomes available through our partners.
Outstanding. And I really like how we've really fostered a culture on our sites to encourage sustainable solutions. We've now got it much in the way we've been focused on safety for all of our corporate history. We're now really pushing sustainability down to the grassroots level, encouraging site personnel to come forward with ideas where they see wastage and bring them right up to corporate so that we can actually enact these kind of strategies. So it truly is a pervasive approach at Aecon, both on site with corporate and with our partners.
So Peter, thanks for that. So in addition to sustainable procurement, we also in 2023 focused on complying with the new Modern Slavery Act, and we released a report on activities that Aecon is doing to fight modern slavery. Could you tell us more about that?
This is a very important topic and something that at Aecon we take very seriously. And so in March, we did publish our first report pursuant to the Fighting Against Forced and Child Labor in Supply Chain Act. The new act really allowed us to focus on this very important matter. And as a product of this, we now have enhanced due diligence protocols. We've updated our policies. We've updated the terms and conditions that our vendors are now using within the engagements that we have with them. And we've also updated, probably most importantly, we've updated our supplier code of conduct, which is makes it very clear and strengthens or shows our strengthened commitment to the fight against these forms of modern slavery. We're also leveraging, our supply chain is committed to this as well. And so we're collaborating with the key suppliers and partners on this to further enhance the protocols and better understand what we can do to combat this.
No, it's a big impact we're making and a very important role that we play in the ecosystem here. Peter, listen, thanks again for all of your time with us today. Prav and I have been out with your team a lot on the road, seeing what they do, working our supply chain and really, really making a difference, as we talked about fuel for sure, but lots more to come. And so we thank and commend your team for all the great work in the last few years and lots more ahead.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
So 2023 was a very eventful year for Raycon. Prav, are there any highlights that you'd like to mention first?
Yes, lots. But read the report to get all the highlights. But I'll mention the top three for me. So the first one is the 20% reduction in our greenhouse gas emissions since 2020. Our goal is to get to 30% reduction by 2030 in our direct emissions, so scope 1 and 2. So we're proud to announce that we're 20% reduction. We're almost there. Our second one is over $200 million spend with Indigenous vendors, again, in partnership with our procurement team and Peter's team. And the last one is, this is related to the alphabet soup that we refer to all the time in our podcast. We were early adopters of the new International Financial Reporting Standards, S1 and S2. Although these don't come into effect until the 2024 report, but we wanted to be early adopters. We were also early adopters of the Task Force on Nature-Based Financial Disclosures, also known as TNFD, another one for the alphabet soup. And then we continue to align to others, such as SASB, GRI, the UN SDGs, and TCFD. What about you, Adam? What were some key highlights for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible year for Akon in terms of all that we got accomplished in a pretty tricky environment to navigate through. Early on in the year, we divested of our Akon Transportation East business, which for us was a business that we had done for a very long time. Obviously, Akon's a very recognized brand in and around the market in Ontario for our road building activities, but one that we thought wasn't part of the future for us as we continue to pivot towards the energy transition. So had a very successful outcome early on in the year. And then in the second half of the year, have taken on an investment from Oaktree Capital in our Akon Utilities business to really help drive growth for that business, which again is very levered to the energy transition in the US and Canada. And we're starting to see early signs of success with that partnership. So we're really excited to drive that strategy forward. I think also later on in 2023, we were very fortunate to bring the Indigenous Relations team at Akon within our broader team of communications, investor relations, and sustainability. And it's really starting to show opportunities for sharing of resources, best practices, and our teams together, and really bringing forth the fact that, you know, we have very few key messages and core areas of focus at Akon, and we like to distill those to different audiences in different ways. But all part of the core central message of Akon, and what we're trying to do is just great work in the communities. We're really proud to be recognized with silver recognition in Progressive Aboriginal Relations last year as well. First time that we had applied for it and achieved a very notable status. So commend the team for all their efforts there.
Thanks for sharing those, Adam. And I can say that I'm very happy to get the report done. It's available on our website. And I have to say, this is a really good one. We really pivoted our approach to our sustainability reporting. And this year, it's really about showcasing the energy transition projects that we're undertaking, as well as project examples of how we're integrating sustainability into our operations. I also want to just say thank you to the team in getting the report done. Specifically, thank you to Lauren O'Malley on my team, who led the way in completing the report. It really takes a village to complete the report. So there's a lot of people involved, a lot of effort. So thank you to everyone. This is just a snippet of what's in the report. So make sure you check out the full report on our website.
Absolutely. You definitely have to check this one out. I think the graphics are amazing. The messaging continues to evolve and really drive home what we're focused on, which is just doing great work in the communities that we operate in to help these communities thrive and be a great corporate citizen. So go out and read the report.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget to follow us on social media at Akon Group Inc. for more updates and teasers about upcoming episodes. You can also subscribe to this podcast on Apple, Google, or Spotify podcasts. Until next time, thanks for listening to our Road to Net Zero podcast.